the number of these has grown faster than the rest of the student population. If you go to Chicago, that is even more pronounced, and there's been a 23% increase in underrepresented students from 4,300 to 5,300. But during this time, the domestic enrollment actually grew only by 2%, and which is 348 students. So domestic enrollment as a whole grew 348 students, but underrepresented students grew by 982, which is really almost 300%, triple the domestic growth. How did that happen? Well, Chicago recruited 982 more underrepresented students, and during that time, the number of majority, let's call them majority students, non-minority students, dropped by 634. So as a result, all the gain came from underrepresented student growth. In the Springfield campus, we have a slightly similar situation where we have actually much more drastic growth in underrepresented student population, which represents 100% pretty much of the domestic growth. So pretty much all of the domestic student growth came from underrepresented students. So these are good news. And if I go to the next slide, certainly the increases in enrollment of underrepresented students was quite significant. In 2010, there was a new category on the reporting forms that was introduced of two and more races, and probably without that category, we would actually have counted a few more minority students. But be that as it may, the growth of the underrepresented groups has certainly not been even. I'm not sure everybody can see this, but there was a rapid growth in the Latino and Latina students during these 20 years, 72% at Urbana, 55 at Chicago, almost multiplied by a factor of 6.5 at Springfield. However, the number of black students declined slightly at Chicago during that time. At Urbana, 5%, and declined by 22% at Chicago. It increased a lot at Springfield. If we compare the screen is a bit small, so you'll have a hard time seeing this, but if we compare the enrollment with schools we like to compare ourselves with, the Big Ten universities, UIUC is in a Big Ten, and what you can see is that in terms of the absolute number of black and Hispanic students, actually the Urbana-Champaign campus ranks first in the Big Ten. And in terms of the proportion of underrepresented students at 12.5%, it ranks second. So that's very good. If we look at the, UIC, UIS are not formally parts of the Big Ten, if we look at the numbers and compare them with 5,073 minority students, these are fall 2011 numbers. Chicago, if it were in the Big Ten, would rank number one handily, both in terms of absolute number of students and percentage of underrepresented students. And Springfield would be number two in terms of the proportion of underrepresented students, doing very, very well.
Is there an explanation or several for how Springfield has gotten its numbers up the way it has? I mean, 11%.
Chancellor Cook?
We really have made a concerted effort in the last several years to increase the number of minority students. Our freshman class this year is the most diverse class in the history of the university. 44% of our students are minorities in our freshman class this year. So it's a matter of channeling your admissions resources.
Is that really the as we discussed earlier today, the number one reason is how you've targeted the financial aid?
It's partly financial aid, but it's partly really where you recruit.
Okay. Are you recruiting in Chicago?
Yes. Yes.
Next, if we look at graduation rates, there's some good news there, and there's some work to be done. These are graduation rates over a few years since 1981 until 2006.